It's the Afternoon Jams on the phone line. We're going to Houston, Texas to talk to a good friend of mine, Mr. Emilian White, recovering from the COVID-19 virus. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing a lot better, but, you know, not 100%.
Not 100%. You in Houston, and Texas hasn't been one of those states where you've seen a lot of COVID-19 cases. How do you believe you caught the virus?
You know, there's no telling because, you know, people got to understand you can catch the virus from anywhere, anything. You could be pumping gas. You can go to the grocery store. You can, you know, it'll jump on your hair follicles. You can walk into somebody's airspace. You can, you know, change money at the bank and it's on a dollar bill. You can pick up a pen, a piece of paper at the bank, or you can go to the grocery store and it's on somebody's back. This virus is very, 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 very big. I can't, you know, relate. Now, I try to be careful. So.
Wow. Wow.
There's no telling. And people are taking it lightly, but people are dying.
Exactly. Yeah.
People are dying, and it's only the beginning. And, you know, thank God for, you know, good health care providers. People who are sacrificing themselves for the mercy of others, you know, and if we just stay at home and pay attention, you know, they won't have to, you know, work so hard.
Exactly. What made you go to the hospital?
Well, my wife, you know, she touched my back and she said, "Wow, you feel pretty hot." I said, "I don't feel hot." But I noticed, you know, the day before, so I was having chills and I was having hot flashes. And I wasn't paying no attention, you know, me being a macho man. And so, but that night after she said that, she took my temperature. I was about 102. And I went to sleep and I woke up, my bed was wringing wet. Excuse me. She said something's really not right. So she called a friend of ours and he said, "Hey, get him over here the next day." That was last Tuesday. "Get him over here right away." And so, thank God, they took me to a place where I got two of the foremost experts in this mess in the world.
Oh, wow.
And so they got me, and I was in the lobby, you know, waiting. They said, "He's coming, Ms. White, you got to go." So they checked me in right away because I was looking lethargic a little, and my energy was lacking. Wow. And, so I've been here for the past week, but that was a blessing because of the fact that, my doctor said one more day and, we might've been having a different conversation.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow. So it was just perfect timing that your wife touched your back and noticed that you had a fever.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, "You're too hot." I said, "I don't feel hot." She said, "Yeah, you're hot." And so she took that temperature and it was like, okay.
Oh, wow. Now, did you have any other signs? Was it any breathing problems?
My breathing was labored. I wasn't breathing normally. And I'm, you know, you're trying to catch your breath, not necessarily catch your breath, but my breathing, I was experiencing shortness of breath, but you know, I said, okay, maybe I'm just a little bit tired or whatever. I need some more sleep, but you know, that was the virus attacking my lungs.
Wow, man, that's scary. Cause I know you are in shape.
I try to work out about four or five times a week. And then I eat right. I don't smoke. And so, you know, that might've been a blessing. And, I was having sinus problems cause I had mowed the lawn before that. So, I thought that was a part of the problem. That's why I was getting sick. But no, it was the actual virus.
Wow. What do they treat you? How do they treat you when you get into the hospital and you're in a serious condition?
When it was like this, plenty of rest, plenty of fluids, you know, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of zinc. And, you know, I'm on that anti-malaria drug and something else, you know, so, but, but, but you know, there's not much they can do. I'm in quarantine. I don't even know what my nurses look like, pretty much, because I'm in quarantine. I mean, it's been lonely, but still, you know, I'm just happy to be alive, and I'm just looking at the other side when I get out of here.
Wow.
And you know, healthy and well. So, and I said, told them to keep me as long as they need to, because I got to get rid of this mess.
Wow, Emilian, do you feel like the anti-malarial pills, are they working?
They said that they are. You know, I'm. You know, I have to get my lungs strong again because the taxed lungs are. And they put me on this little breathing apparatus to increase the oxygen in my lungs. And they say it's working because before there was a spot. They take an X-ray almost every morning, and they said there was a spot on my lungs. And it caused pneumonia. That's what they say.
Oh wow!
And so that's getting a lot better.
Wow. Emilian White, you're a veteran in the radio industry. You've been doing this a long time, man. You mean a lot to a lot of people. And just
thank you for saying that. You know, thank you.
Man, you do, brother. And I appreciate our friendship. And I'm just hoping that, you know, you have a speedy recovery. What can you say to the public that's listening right now?
You know, listen to the news. Pay attention. You can't take this for granted. You know, all of us walk around like we're superheroes, but we're not. This is a different type of disease and a drug, a disease. And it's very, very, very vicious. It's something like, you know, we never experienced a pandemic before. The last pandemic that hit this country was back in 1918. And so this is, it hasn't even reached the apex yet, how bad this thing can get. You know, we're just taking for granted, I'm still socialized. And I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna touch, and I'm gonna hug, and I'm gonna kiss, and I'm gonna do this. But this thing, this virus can be anywhere. And it's like a sci-fi movie. It's looking for a host. It's looking for something to cling on to, and something to attack, and something to destroy. But you know, most importantly, you know, if you do get it, you gotta have your faith in God, be positive, and believe in God, believe in yourself, and that you can get out of this thing. And take care of yourself. I had before that, I was, you know, I was eating lemon solid, eating lemons and lime solid, you know, for the vitamin C content. And they say also you should drink hot liquids.
Okay.
You know, a lot of hot liquids, you know, because that helps kill some of the that virus. And warm water hot liquids and, you know, gargle and stuff like that with antiseptics. And you know, you got to wash your clothes, you know, wash your hands. You know, a lot of people don't wash their hands coming out of the bathroom then, and but I know they will now.
Right, right.
Right. Right. You know, they say sunlight kills it.
Okay.
And you got to, you know, you got to wash down your house. You know, the metallic surface or surface, because it can live up to 9 days. You know, you can't touch hands and knobs and clean your house and don't smoke. Wow. Wash your hands every 20, 30 minutes, you know. Eat fruits and vegetables, which is good. I've always done that.
Right.
And animals don't spread the virus to humans. It's a person-to-person transmission.
Right. How long are you expected to be in the hospital?
I've been here for a week now. So I told them to keep me as long as they need me.
Exactly. It's just good.
Just long, I said, I'll be your guinea pig.
Wow.
Just, you know, I'm thankful to be here because I'm telling you, a lot of people didn't make it this far to get to the hospital.
Exactly.
Or a lot of people take it for granted. Oh, I just got the cold or flu. This is not the cold or the flu. This is something totally, totally, totally that we don't understand yet. We haven't got come to grips with that. You know, another thing, a lot of zinc. Yeah. And eat a lot of zinc and vitamin C. And you can't take too much vitamin C.
Okay. So in closing, if your wife would not have touched your back, you would have never known you had the virus.
It would have been... I'd have been walking around the house being macho.
Wow.
She's, you know, probably not. I went and got checked. So she made a phone call right away to another friend of ours who works with this hospital facility. He said, oh, that's probably the first phase of it. Get him over here as soon as you can. So they waited patiently for me as I got dressed because I was taking my time. And when I got here, like I said, the doctor said, oh, It's no, he's not going anywhere.
Wow. Wow. All right, brother. I'll be praying for you, Million, man. Thank you for
sharing. Hey, man, I appreciate the calling up. I hope this conversation is able to help somebody and help somebody realize that this is very serious. You know, I know everybody can't stay in the house, but, you know, you got to stay in the house. Keep your butt in the house. Keep your asses in the house because, you know, you never know where you can get this thing from. And it's very, very serious. And you don't want this. You know, your kids can go outside and play. They come back in. They bring it in. You know, or you know, you go outside and touch anything indiscriminately, and all of a sudden, you know, you got it. You bring it back to the house, or you know, it's a challenge for older people.
Right.
And so, you just got to be very, very careful, Paul.
Right. Right. Thank you so much, brother, man. I'll be in contact with you, and I'll be praying for you, man.
Okay. Call me anytime. God bless you.
Take care.
God bless you, all your listeners.
All right. Thank you. All right.
All right.
All right, family. That was Emilian White in Houston, Texas, still in the hospital fighting this virus, COVID-19. Back to more music, Saturday Noon Jams.